Father, we want to thank you this morning for what you are doing for us. We want to thank you for this season, the season that Jesus Christ came to this world to die for us sinners. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for coming to this world to take our own guilt, to take our own problems. We thank you because you are such a loving Savior. You came for the purpose to pay our debt and to save us from the penalty of death. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for all your goodness towards us. We say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We appreciate every wonderful thing that Jesus did for us. He was our substitute. He came for this purpose, to die for us. Thank you, Father. The Bible says, we that we are nothing, he made us to become something. We that we are far from the kingdom of God, he made us to be close to his kingdom. Thank you, Father, Lord. May the name of God be glorified. Thank you, Jehovah, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I want to appreciate all our listeners who are hearing us right now. And we want to thank God for this special, Easter edition. Thank God for, God serving you and I to see, this Easter period again. For the past 1 year, God has been so good to us. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. I pray that the death of Jesus Christ on the cross will not be in vain in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that, what he did for you and I on the cross, I pray that forever we'll continue to appreciate it and we'll submit our lives unto him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, by his grace, we shall be sharing on a topic that says, arise. Don't forget that Jesus arose from death. He rose up, he rose from captivity and gave gift unto men. So because he arose, you too must arise. Today, it's a series. I'm going to start today with the introduction, and we're going to see what to arise, what it means, and when we now talk subsequently, you'll be continue to understand and to understand the word of God much, much better than this. Hallelujah to Jesus. Arise. Now, the first word, arise, that it means, arise means to get up. Arise means to get up. Now, it means that it is time for you to get up. To move from nothing to something. It's time for you to arise to responsibility. To arise to the purpose why you are living. To arise unto God. You must arise, and move from this level to a greater level. Now, let's take it one by one. In the book of Genesis chapter 13, let's open our Bible anywhere you are, if your Bible is close with you. Genesis 13, can we read from verse 14 to 17? Yes.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee.
Wow, I will see. Number one thing I want us to understand this morning, God said to Abraham, after Lot has departed, he has separated from him. Now, listen very well. Before you can arise, some things must be separated from you. Some things must get out of you. Some things must leave you. And number one thing that should leave you is sin. When sin is still part of your life, you cannot arise. Until carnality, human nature is separated from you. You can't arise. You become stagnated. You become, planted at a point in life. So, Bible says, God came to Abraham after that Lot was separated from him. The reason why, you are without God today might be your company, your association, the people you flow with, And now, when Lot now left, God now spoke. God has not been leading you speaking to you just because of your level today, because of your association, because of what you are doing. Now, Bible says, he told Abraham, says, lift up the eyes and look from the place where thou art. Lift up your eyes. What you see is what you see. What you see is what you see. What you see is what manifests. Are you following me now? What you see is what we manifest in your life. So what can you see? A lot of people, you know, what they see failure. They see confusion. They see problems. And what they see come to pass. You know, God told Abraham, he said, look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. And God told him, all the land that thou seest is the one you see. In that verse 15, read again, he said,
for all the land which thou seest,
the one that you see, I what?
To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
So, what you see is what you have. Now, start to see now. You know, that's why you must arise. Because if you don't arise, you can't see anything. You know? And don't forget that it has been sin that has taken you down. So first of all, you must deal with the issue of sin. Then it is then you can arise to see. A lot of us, our eyes are closed spiritually. Your eyes are closed to you, to solution. Your life is closed to your future. But today I pray on this Easter Saturday that may your eyes be open to what you should see in the name of Jesus Christ. May your eyes be open to what you should know in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, God said to him, for all the land which thou seest is only what you see that you have. So today, what can you see? Can you see Jesus on the throne? Can you see Jesus, you know, be magnified in your life? It is what you see that you see. What you see is what you have. Now, let's see that verse 17. Yes.
Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee.
Arise. Arise. No, that is get up. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Hear me, staying at a point is not to be at any place. You need to arise. You need to get up. I follow me now. You need to arise like the prodigal son. He day came, he arose, and he said, I will go back to my father's house. Hear me very well. You need to arise to know your responsibility. Now let's look at that book of Genesis again. Let's see another issue that is arise means to get up. Genesis 19, can we look at verse 15? Genesis 19, verse 15, yes.
And when the morning arose, then the angel hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city.
Wow, this was when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, because of their iniquity, because, you know, of their sexual perversion, because of their sexual pollution. Can you see now? And, you know, God now sent an angel to rescue Paul. You know, why did God did that for him? Just because of the prayer intercession of his uncle Abraham. Abraham interceded that Lot should not die with the people. Can you see why it is good to pray for people? Can you see why it is good, you know, to pray for people so that, you know, they will not be part of the loss of the land? Now, Bible now says, Abraham, you know, interceded. You know, in verse 18, you see Abraham with God. He said, if I found in Sodom 50 righteous within the town, then I will spare the place for their sake. God is saying, if I can get 50 people, I will spare the land. God said, okay, God, assuming, you know, you just get in around 20. God said, if I see 20, because of the sake of 20, I will not destroy. But God couldn't get life until they got, you know, to the last level of 10. Now in verse 32 says, and he said, oh, not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet again, but this once, peradventure 10 shall be found there, you know. And he said, will you destroy the place? And God said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. 10 people in a whole city to get 10 righteous souls. God couldn't get. Oh my God. To get 10. So it was the mercy of God that delivered Lot and his family. There's still that mercy today. You need to get up. The situation is at hand. Hear me, a time is coming that there will be judgment over this world. But you need to come out. The way to get up is to know Christ. The way to be saved is to be born again. So, a lot of people are celebrating this Easter, but without Christ. A lot of people are going to church, but yet they don't have heaven. How long are we going to continue like this? You know, so, you know, you need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So, there we read, you know, we discovered there that, you know, God saved Lot. And Bible says in the morning, you know, the angel said, hasten, Lot, arise, take your wife and your two daughters, you know, take them, move out. God is about to destroy the city. Eh? It, you know, he says it's because of you that we are not carrying out our work. Can you see that, you know, when you walk righteously, God will defend you. You need to get up to righteousness. You need to abandon filthiness. You need to know Jesus. You need to be born again so that on the day of condemnation, you will not be condemned with others. You know, instead of you to be condemned, may God commend you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, the angels told Lot to arise. And what? Take his wife and his daughter. Please arise for your family too. Arise for the sake of your family. You know, arise, take, make sure that your wife is in the Lord. Make sure that your children are in the Lord. If you are going to a church and your wife is not going, what is your benefit? Oh, today you are so good, you are a church officer, but your children are rewarding. Your children are practicing evil. Now, is that a good omen for you? And that is why, you know, you need to arise for your family. You need to arise for their salvation. You need to, you know, pray that, Lord, oh, this is my spouse who is yet to come to salvation. Please, Lord, let him come now. You know, don't just leave them aside. Because if you are going up and your husband or your wife is not rising spiritually with you, the same person that is not rising will pull you down. If you are rising spiritually, you are a man, and your wife is not rising with you, it's still the same wife that what? That will pull you down. So why can't you arise together? Why can't you carry the cup of service together? Why can't you serve God together? Why can't you arise for the salvation of your house? And you know what Joshua said? He said, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. I will see you after this time out.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. Today we are considering the word arise, and because Jesus Christ arose, and we are seeing that we too must arise. We have seen, you know, the last one of Lot, that Lot must arise so that he will not be consumed with the world. Luke is a frank talk, but you know, at this time I need to let you know that you need to arise to righteousness so that you not perish with the world. And I know in the name of Jesus, you will never perish in Jesus' name. You will surely arise, and I know that God will save you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's take another word and let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 21 now, and let's look at verse number 18.
Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation.
Wow, that was Haggai and Ishmael. Don't forget that, you know, Haggai is a slave wife of Abraham. You know, when Abraham is still believing God for a child. And the story was such that for many years, no child. And Sarah now make a man-to-man arrangement. He told her husband Abraham to what? To go into Hagar and have children through her. And truly, the way open, Canaan way open. He hear me very well. Flesh cannot satisfy God. You know, flesh leads into carnality. Flesh leads into bondage. Can you see now? Now, Abraham did not consult God. He didn't. Abraham did not pray. This man has been a man who has been praying. You know, before he would take a step, he has to pray. But this time around, he didn't pray. You know what happened? Immediately, you know, Sarah suggested to Abraham to go into Hagar. Abraham went straight, showing that there is an ulterior motive that is in the heart of Father Abraham, even before his wife said that thing. And, you know, he gave birth to Ishmael, and you know what happened? You know, we were told that, you know, there was a problem in the house. You know, a problem came in. So in verse number 16, we were told that, you know, Abraham had to send, you know, Haggai away. Abraham went to God. After that, he complained to God about his wife's behavior. Why is my wife behaving like this? Why is my wife behaving like this? And God said to him, said, no, I don't have any issue in this matter. You consulted your wife. Your wife gave you the order. So you must obey him. Can you see now? Any issue that you didn't consult God, God have no right to come in. At any point in time, you take a self-decision and not God's decision, you are the one that will bear the punishment. At any point in time that you take a step out of Christ, and you land into crisis, I tell you, you are the one you will pay for it. God will just be looking at you because you did not consult him before you taking that decision. So that was happened to Abraham and Sarah. So God told Abraham, you must obey your wife because you took permission from her. And so Abraham has to obey to what? To send away Hagar and Ishmael. And when they now got to the wood, what happened? The child was about to die. I'm to read verse 15 of Genesis 21. Verse 15 years.
And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs.
Yes, 16.
And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were, a bow short. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept.
May you not see the death of your child. You know, may you not use your hands for a burial service for your children. That was what happens to Hagar. Now, Ishmael, they are in the bush, in the wilderness, in the forest, and there was no water. And so, Ishmael was able to die. And you know what Hagar did? She put Ishmael in the corner, and she stood far off. I don't want to see the death of this child. Imagine that. And, you know, she lifted up her voice, and she was weeping. And, you know what? God had her. And God answered her. Verse 17.
And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Haggai out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee, Haggai? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is.
So God can hear the voice of baby. So God can respond to their cry. Can you see now? So when there is problem with your child, God can still respond. And now, what God now did is it. In verse 18, see what God says.
Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation.
God told Hagar, go and take up that baby now. Hold him in your hand. Why? God said, I have a plan for him. And so what did God do through that getting up? Verse 19.
And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink.
Can you see God's provision? Now, God opened her eyes. So, on till you arise, your eyes are closed. That blue revelation. Until you arise, you can't see anything. Hear me, if you want to go further in your destiny, arise. Then your eyes will be open. And when her eyes were open, she saw a well of water. That was a great provision. That was the provision. I was saying, I gave the lad to drink. And that was how the life of this baby was sustained. I pray for somebody hearing this morning. The Lord will sustain you. You need to arise. Probably you are so poor. Probably, you know, this morning as you are hearing this broadcast, you are so dried. You are financially dried. You are spiritually dried. Probably as you are hearing me this morning, you know, you are just complaining and you are murmuring and you are saying, how am I going to do it? Hear me? They want to arise. Arise. Arise in your thoughts. Believe God right now. Agai believed. You know, God told her to arise, to lift up the baby. Lift that baby. So you to lift up your problem. You know, because Agai, you know, happens to be the mother of this Ishmael, the baby Ishmael, and God said, lift up the lad. Now, you to lift up your problem to God, and you will see how God will do his miracle in your life. What is your problem this morning? What are you going through at this period of Easter? What, you know, has tied you down? All you need to know to do is to arise. Hold your problem and declare, Father, I don't want this problem again. And I tell you, you know, the problem will get up. So you need to get up. Arise means to get up. Another meaning to the word arise means to mount up. To mount up. That's another meaning to arise. Number one, I say arise means to get up. You must get up, you know, you must get up in your thoughts, you must get up, you know, in your physical realm, you must get up to believe God, and you will see the miracle of God. So to arise. Number two is to mount up. Arise means to mount up. Let's see Psalm 89, verse number 9.
Thou rulest the regions of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them.
Wow. Now, can you see that God can terminate every problem in your life? You know, he says, thou God, you know, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Oh my God, this time, I pray for somebody here this morning that everything raging in your family, the calmness of God is coming to it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power raging, every problem raging, every power that is chesting out, I pray let them be silenced now in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is only God. It is only God that can do what? That can help you. It says, God, thou rulest. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. Any problem in your life that is raging, I speak this morning in the name of God of Easter that let that problem be over right now in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, you know, when the wave arises thereof, I don't know what is the wave in your life, the wave that is, you know, pulling, scattering things in your life, the wave, you know, in your family. I don't know the wave that I want to carry you right now. I stop it now in the name of Jesus Christ. That God will arise, you know, and they will become still, they become silent right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So that is God arising for somebody this morning. And it is you that you are hearing me. And so it is in the name of Jesus Christ. Wow, thank you so much for listening to this word of God this morning. I am sure you may have anything to share with me. You are free to phone my number. And don't forget that tomorrow is time for church. And when you come to church tomorrow, I am sure God will meet you at the point of need. Thank you so much. I see you next time. Hallelujah.
For free prayer and counseling, pending reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Son,
everything I want to say. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.